after the bombing, and days later, you and Kathy coordinated the response. You raised, what, $10 million for scholarships for the 213 children left with one or no parents?
Right. I made a battlefield decision. We didn't ask the federal government for money, unlike 9/11, where those victims got from $400,000 to $7 million. They all became rich. Now, it was to avoid lawsuits. That's the reason they did that. In our case, when the money came in, we put it aside for a purpose, and I said, we want to have enough money. Let's focus on the children. We had 30 children who lost both their parents, both. We had 170 kids who lost one of their parents. So therefore, let's pay medical care expenses and put each of them through college if they want to go, wherever they want to go. Now, if a parent lost the kids, we buried the kids and gave the parents counseling, but they didn't get a check because they can survive. Some poor kid with no mother or dad nor any parents, how are they going to make it? So that's where I felt we should step in, and it worked, has worked very, very well.
But there have been some questions as of recently, and I think you showed some surprise, why so much money was left in that fund.
Right.
And there were those requesting help, and they weren't getting the proper response.
I think if you have needs, you ought to satisfy the needs. But it shouldn't be dividing up per capita, because we did, and Ken Feinberg, you know, I don't know if you saw that NBC piece, but Feinberg called me and he said, this is no lie, and it doesn't speak well for, you know, heck, I was a student journalist and you've been a journalist. He said, Frank, can we have a glass of wine? And I said, yeah, and it's set for this week. He said, I didn't know what the interview was about. I didn't know it was Oklahoma City. I didn't know it was trying to compare you to New York. The guy asked me, if you've got a fund, should you, as a general rule, divide it up among all the victims? I said, yeah, absolutely, you ought to do that. That was the context. So how many people do you have? And I said, we took care of 1,000 people. If you have 1,000 people injured or in serious need of health care or mental health services, divided that up with $10 million, you get $10,000 apiece. P.J. Allen, whose grandmother was the angry grandmother, the memorial fund has already spent $325,000 on him. So he'd get his $10,000 check, and that was it. So long, sucker. I mean, it was just absurd. And Ken said, absolutely. He said, no, you're a totally different situation. Now, you know, we've got another $10 million, really prudent investment practices. You know, John Kirkpatrick put that fund together. Can we do other things? Well, yeah, they shouldn't give money to other tragedies and stuff. But there's a quid pro quo among those people, and I understand that. But I think, you know, Nancy Anthony can be pretty difficult. Could we have handled it with more compassion and care? Yeah. Yeah, probably. But there's no evidence that there was any impropriety. And quite truthfully, I'm glad we took care of PJ, as opposed to giving his grandmother 10 grand. On the family fund, the first contribution, just unsolicited, showed up. I think it was $16,000 from the Muslim community of Oklahoma City. Because you may remember, there was a reporter that said, I think even Dave McCurdy did. This is Middle East terrorist and all the terrorism. And I said, before people point the finger at somebody, let's count to 10. We have no facts whatsoever to suggest that. We're going to create a pogrom if we're not careful. They wrote this note to me, how grateful they were that I didn't sick the whole community on them. And they sent 16 grand.
Wow.
So just think, that 16 grand went to help PJ Allen and others.